My name is Crane Blanchard. I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to read excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it is time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is Chapter 3, What is Prayer, Part 8. There are many kinds of prayer. God has written about prayer in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It depends on the circumstances as to what kind of prayer we use to speak to God. As Paul worked his way through Asia Minor, he left Timothy to be the first pastor, bishop of Ephesus. Paul wrote back to Timothy to encourage him and to teach him about prayer. So there are supplications, petitions, prayer, worship, intercessions to entreat God for favorable decisions, and a giving of thanks to God. This is talking to God. Paul was trying to get Timothy to pray this way, to teach the church to do the same. There are different types of prayers for different situations. I ask God about scriptures all the time. One day I was helping a friend move, and I stopped to talk to God. I was sitting at a dining room table by myself. Their girls came in and asked me what I was doing. I told them that I had asked God a question and was waiting for his answer. The next question was, "Do you talk to God?" I told them, "Yes," and he answers me. They looked at me like I came from Mars. I told them that they hear from God also. I began to explain to them how we hear from God and how they can begin to talk to God. Their lives turned around. God helped them to accomplish what he had for them in life. Talking to God does make a big difference in anyone's life. Begin to talk to God about anything and watch what happens. 1 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 3. When Paul was teaching the Corinthians about prayer, he told them that they don't war against people. He told Timothy that we don't battle against flesh and blood. Paul also said that when you pray, you have to clear your mind and your heart of earthly things. He said to cast down imaginations and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Paul also said bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 10, verses 1 through 6. The disciples asked Jesus how to pray, and this was his response. It was the Lord's Prayer. There was also an attachment to that prayer. You must forgive anyone that you have aught against. God says that if you don't forgive man, how can God forgive you? Matthew 6, verses 9 through 15. As in Psalm 100, we are to enter God's presence with singing and praise. The first thing we must do is to ask God to forgive us of our sins. That means any sin in your heart before you begin to pray. From the beginning, God has always had a plan for man. God wanted to share all that he had with someone. He said, "Let us make man in our image and give him dominion over the earth." Genesis 1, 26. God made Adam out of the dust of the earth and breathed life into him. Adam walked with God in the cool of the evening. Genesis 1, 2, and 3. Each day when they would talk about the day's business, Adam oversaw the garden. He lived in God's presence. He wasn't afraid to walk and talk with God. This is what God has always wanted for man, that we would live in the presence and share in the kingdom. God created man for this purpose. Then man sinned against God and separated himself from him. God has always had hope that man would return. If God didn't have hope that we would return, we wouldn't exist. Yes, God has hope. Where do you think we get it? People have no idea how similar we are to God. We were made in the image and likeness, Genesis 1, 26 and 28. It is the only because of Adam's sin that we have the knowledge of good and evil. We all have always had the free will, but most people just refuse to come to God. It got so bad that God had to destroy most of mankind through the flood, Genesis chapter 6. Noah believed God and did everything just as God commanded. Noah was justified by faith. Although many people have just refused to listen to God, God has always had a remnant. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 and 10, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 through 12. You have just heard part 8 of chapter 3. This is What is Prayer? Please stay tuned for the next part of Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. This is Crane Blanchard at Joseph 1637, praying that you have a blessed day.